8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, happy, excited to be the official station of your New Orleans Pelicans. And just when you get to feeling good about yourself, you know, you've reached a place in life where it's like, all right, yeah, I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, I'm not, you know, that young anymore, but I'm doing pretty good. You find a story like Bryson Graham, who is the general manager of one of only 30 NBA teams at 37 years old. How you doing, Bryson?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Congratulations. That's huge, man. I know we're going to talk about the Pelicans and your moves and everything, but I want to talk about your story because I think it's fascinating. You started as an intern at the Pelicans? Oh, at the Hornets, actually, right?
All the way dating back to the Hornets days. So I played basketball at Texas A&M University. Mm-hmm. I finished up, and I did a graduate assistant year in 2009, 2010. And not really knowing what I want. Well, I knew what I wanted to do next. I had two ACL injuries, and I knew my basketball career is definitely going to get cut short. So I began reaching out to any and everybody in the NBA that I could get an email. And I was willing to do literally anything just to get my foot in the door. So I was like, look, I will run through any wall, scrub any toilet, do anything necessary to get a job. And just so happened that Dale Demps, who was the previous general manager, was coming in one day to watch us practice. Mm-hmm. And I met him at right place, right time. I just believe all in God's hands. And I got an internship, and from then on I've been with the company ever since, and just kind of, you know, worked and been diligent, and just very fortunate that Mrs. B and David Griffin have just blessed me with this opportunity.
I think it's a great story, and mine, while not, you know, a general manager of the Pelicans, is a lot like yours, doing kind of every job in between. So you kind of know what everybody's job is, don't you?
Yes, sir. I have been legitimately is the lowest man on the totem pole, and that's okay. And that's okay for anyone to start there. It builds character. One, two, it teaches you all the foundational principles about your organization. And so I really do feel like I have been raised and raised the right way within the business world of basketball and sports through the organization of the Pelicans. And so, it's kind of like me being homegrown. Although I'm not from New Orleans, mm-hmm. I've been here now going into my 15th season. I feel like I am, you know, like I feel like I'm a product of this organization, and I'm excited about the opportunity.
I think if we can get you to stop pronouncing your R's, you'll be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have a beer in the car, that kind of thing. You know, drive your car, park your car, that kind of thing. Hey, look, so let me ask you this. Yeah. I always like to get the personal part of this, Bryson. You get named general manager, and you got the keys of the car in your hand, right? I mean, it's like, here we go. Here are the keys of the franchise. What's going through your mind at that point? I got to believe it's a little bit of thank goodness and oh my God, right?
Definitely. But you know, I'm under, you know, obviously great leadership and David Griffin, and I mean, he's been obviously such a pivotal piece in all of this. And I've really learned a lot, you know, with him over the last five seasons. But there was still that nervousness, right? Because you've never done it, done the job before, and no one has ever, you know. Before they get a job, you know, whether in any organization, you know, if it's your first time, it's your first time. So all the experiences that you've acquired and obtained along the way, you still never sat in the seat. And so I'm still learning as each and every day, and I'm definitely don't have any ego. Everybody in our building, I just see it as a title. I don't see it as I'm your boss. You do what I say or anything like that. I really want to know where the shortcomings are and where we can get better. And I'm always an open book. And I pride myself on that style of leadership.
In the little bit I've spoken to you, I will bet, and I'm looking at a story here about something with snack bars or something. I'll bet you are. Yeah. You would still do whatever you saw that needed to be done, be it snack bars. You're the guy that picks up the paper off the floor if you see it. Am I wrong?
Yes. No question. And I don't think that's ever gonna go anywhere. Maybe my day is a little bit more busy, and sometimes I may not be able to get back to you as fast as I once did. But if a job needs to get done, I don't care how small the job is. It just needs to get done. And like I said, the ego part of me just does not exist. And whatever needs to get done, I'm willing to do it. And sometimes you need some of that humble pie. There's some sweat on the ground. Go wipe it up. There's some trash on the floor. Mm-hmm. Go pick it up. If there's a free agent that's coming into town and you need to go ride, go pick him up from the airport. Don't be too big to say, hey, I'm not doing that. You know, it's what makes our organization special, because I think from top to bottom, I think that lives in our building.
What's the old saying? The guy that holds the broom is closest to the handle. Yeah. I'm messing that up, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know, not
somebody will
not
text it
fully,
in,
but I've heard that
somebody will text it in because I'm messing that up.
Sure.
I can't imagine being 37 years old, going back to when I was and being a general manager of the Pelicans. Let's talk about DeJounte Murray. How excited you are about that, and how, where did that idea come from? How did all that come to be?
Yeah, well, we've starting the off season, we wanted to get better, and we really wanted to address our playmaking and our ability to pressure the paint. Zion does a lot of that for us, but we ride Z pretty heavily, and so DeJounte, given his track record, obviously second team all defense at a really early age. He's been an All Star. He's had a ton of success on the defensive end, but also offensively, he fits what we were looking for. And so we targeted him pretty early in the process, and we just stayed with it and executed a deal that we thought was good for, honestly, we thought was good for both teams.
We're excited. Speaking of deals that are good for both teams, we're excited about having the Pelicans, a partnership with WWL, a new TV network, Gray Media television station, including Fox 8 in New Orleans. First preseason game gets underway Monday. We'll have it on 870 AM WWL. Talk about the Pelican side of that. I know you're excited to be with us, I believe, right, Bryson?
Yes. No question. I mean, I think it's great. It's great for the city. It's great for the culture. And it's just putting out that outreach that everyone's going to be able to really tap in, watch games, listen to games, and get our fan base behind us this year. It's so important to have the support of your city and in surrounding areas, right? So we're really, really excited about it.
And the Gulf South. I mean, it's got to be a regional approach, I believe, right?
No question. You got to bring in your entire region. I think we've got a ton of basketball fans. Obviously, we know we have the football fans, but I think we've got basketball fans as well. This is just such a great opportunity. I thought, our organization did a phenomenal job of putting this together, and I'm really, really excited. We're all excited.
I appreciate the time, Bryson. Congratulations. We look forward to the Pelicans. We're looking forward to the season. I hope we get to talk to you again, all right? I think you got a great story.
Thank you.
I think you'll
anytime.
Do well.
Thank
all right.
You.
Bryson Graham, general manager of the Pelicans, started as an intern.